escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I got a big old smile on my face. First off, I'm really a fan of The Doors, big fan, so happy to hear this song.
Who's not? Spike hates The Doors, right?
Hates The Doors.
Yeah. Really?
Hates them.
I don't get it, man.
Ben also dislikes The Doors, apparently.
Oh,
Ben, you don't like The Doors?
Ben.
Shameful,
not a fan.
Shameful.
Like,
statement.
Anti-Doors?
No, I'm not anti. It's okay. Just like I'm not going to turn them on and like listen to them repeatedly.
Man, no. Best of The Doors, that album, I think I made that into a tape when I was
in
eighth grade.
I listened to that album so many times.
It's
like nonstop.
It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
It's amazing.
But it kept cutting off. Like, I couldn't fit the whole.
What was the two CDs?
The end.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit the end on my tape.
Yeah.
So it always, I'd always
that
miss
song's
out
better
that
when you're really drunk, though.
Can't get into it.
And
like
I was
Bob
only
Dylan.
In eighth grade, so
yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
experiencing it in that way.
Fair enough. All right. But the other reason I had a smile on my face, James just told me he connected with Paul Jolovitz, who's going to come on the program in 10 minutes.
Jolly.
So the Jolly Man, Ben, did you see Jolly's tweet from 2 days ago?
I did not.
This is phenomenal. Paul Jolovitz 2 days ago, after absorbing all the Jack Fritz information, the outing and everything that was being said on WIP. And remember, everything that Fritz said leading into Goff. Jolly tweeted this 2 days ago. Jack Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are.
How often do you think he says that? He says, I always say it. You think it's something that he just comes back to all the time?
He's saying it too.
Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, Jack Fritz.
The royal you. It's all
of them. All right, so we look forward to the Jolly Man in 10 minutes. I mean, he came out of nowhere with that one. That's beautiful. So we'll have some fun with Jolly in 10 minutes. Also, two things. One looking forward, one looking back. Looking forward tomorrow. Harper at the half. So it was just a couple of days ago the Phillies passed the halfway point of the season, which means the halfway point of Bryce Harper's contract. Boom. Dead middle a couple days ago. Or like today, or next week if the Phillies go far in the playoffs this year. And then like, okay, but you get the point. Basically, 6.5 years down, 6.5 years to go, 13-year, $330 million contract, halfway point. We're going to have a lot of our programming tomorrow geared toward Bryce Harper. Celebrating him, lamenting, obviously, to this point there hasn't been a title. Unfortunately, there may be maybe significant decline setting in, maybe only marginal decline, maybe not. Maybe he gets right back on track and wins another MVP. Remember, Schmitty won an MVP in 1986. You know, he's on the old side. So, like, it can happen. But Harper, tomorrow, we'll do a lot around Bryce Harper tomorrow. We look forward to that. And then the look back thing, I just want to touch quickly on the NBA thing from yesterday. It was a wild development. So I don't think cutting Damian Lillard is as crazy as a lot of people think with the Bucks, although it seems like it really made the Greek Freak mad. I mean, he tore his Achilles, only 2 years left. He wasn't going to play this upcoming year at all, clearly.
It's the cap hit. That's the crazy.
Well, yeah, they spread it out over 5 years.
You're going to have the cap hit either way, right?
But here's the thing. Well, but by spreading it out, they get to sign Miles Turner.
No, I'm saying it makes sense that they spread it out instead of just having the 2 year hit.
They do get Miles Turner, which I think, and by the way, like, what world am I living in that Paul George last year got 200 something million And Miles Turner yesterday only got $107 million. Like, I mean, I'm not saying Miles Turner is like the best. He certainly is not.
He's very good. He's not an all-star, right?
He's all-star-esque. He's pretty damn good.
He's very good. I mean,
I'm just befuddled by Miles Turner only getting 4 years and $107 million. So I actually thought it was smart by the box, but Greek Freak is mad. All right, Ike is also mad, clearly, at Fritz. You can tell he's frustrated, at the very least. Let's go back to something Ike said on Monday. I just want to, before I tell you, like, Ike and what he's saying looking ahead to the next competition, on Monday, Ike looking back to Goff, and Ike was there, just so he can tell you from his vantage point what he saw from Fritz. Here's what Ike said.
Yesterday was disgraceful. Just put it out there. I don't know what else.
It was horrible.
I don't need any other way to say it.
It was horrible.
Mike, I don't know any other way to say it.
All right. So that's his mindset from Goff from Sunday into Monday. Now let's get to something Ike said yesterday. He obviously is trying to drill down on Fritz and get him going. Here is Ike yesterday.
I'm supporting him. We're supporting him. We want to support him.
Yes.
I'm also irritated. I'm irritated at the lack of confidence shown out there in competition.
Right.
I'm irritated at the lack of will to fight through adversity out there. Now, he showed up the last four holes. He did. I'm giving him credit for that. But somebody has to give him a little tough love, even if he gets mad at me. I want him to take it out on the camera.
So
hold on. So part of me is saying, this dude rips everybody at the station with his top five.
Oh,
nobody's safe.
You don't got to tell
exactly.
me. I'm in
Nobody's
that top five every
safe.
Other day.
Yeah. Nobody's yeah. safe. So he gets his shots off on everybody. Me too.
But here's,
I mean, meaning he gets his shots off on me.
So here, I agree with you on
he's
that.
He's nice in general, but he's part of this show, which means he's a big proponent of attacking other hosts and shows.
Yes.
So we're getting it ourselves right now. I'm not whining about it. Do something about it next Wednesday. Do something. Because guess what? If we lose next Wednesday, what is going to be like then?
I mean, that's going to be bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be bad.
Okay.
I heard Ike's voice go up an octave during that.
Well, you know why? I think he was 75% annoyed at Fritz and 25% annoyed that Elliot cut him off six different times. Guy's trying to make a point. Elliot pipes in there six different times. Ike's like, hey, kid, I'm not done. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to
you kidded him, huh?
Yeah, you know why? Because now Elliot's talking about he's rooting for Fritz. Like, what is this nonsense? I thought Elliot and I were buddies.
Oh, yeah. No, he was all offended.
Yeah, what is this?
We were making fun of the meltdown.
I might hang up on him next time we have him on the show. I'll read the sponsor, welcome him to the show, and hang up on him. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe and Yaden. Joseph, good morning, pal.
Getting personal.
Top of the morning to you. How are you doing?
Testy.
I'm great. I feel good, man. I mean, listen, it's going to be very hard for me, obviously. Next Wednesday, with Jack being a college baseball player, I'm going to do the best I can, Joe.
But is he a fake college baseball player? Is that what we have learned already?
High school baseball player, we probably should have
said.
But, Joe, I'm just going to try to do my best and let the chips fall where they may.
There you go. One game at a time.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
One at bat at a time.
I'd like to see Jack's best. Like, could we get that, please, Jack? That's the essence of competition, isn't it?
We'll see.
So could you do that instead of freaking out over in the fescue and throwing your ball instead of hitting it?
Well,
like, that really is. You have...
John, you're one of the few people that saw the video.
Yeah.
And it was...
I guess, yeah. It's just like this was supposed to be a competition.
The video
would be
wild.
Wonderful if we could actually see him compete. He's not even competing.
James, is he blocking the video from getting out to the public?
I don't know. I can make some
it's been three days now,
as they say.
Yeah,
everyone at the station
gives?
Has seen it.
Okay, so we got to bleep out an F-bomb. Not a big deal.
I'll text Tucker right now.
Like, what, you know,
let's
like...
get this out and evaluate it.
The station is concerned about Jack Fritz's, you know, mental health.
Oh, well, that would be, okay, well, we got to look out for our guy.
A psychiatrist in here.
Well, they're talking about getting A.J. Brown's book guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joe, I'm sorry. We keep cutting you off. What do you got on the Phillies, Joe?
Actually, two quick things. The Phillies... pitching, especially the starting pitching, has been outstanding.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, they'd be in dire straits. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
mean,
they wouldn't be a bad team, but they wouldn't be a playoff team.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to World Series. Unless
they would not make the playoffs without this starting pitching. The offense is not, you know, it's not that good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, Joe, give me an answer. Funniest TV moment of all time.
Before I get the answer, one quick thing.
Sure.
Suggesting maybe down the road you could have a little contest. A caller calls in and the caller wins, say, any kind of contest, yep. And the caller wins. That caller would go in for the show for like an hour with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Depends on the mood I'm in. Quality of the caller, time okay. of the year.
Well, I'm good. I'm funny.
Stuff like, I can tell you're funny.
That sounds cool. Yeah. Then you can arm wrestle Joe. You can see who wins.
I'm 68 years old. I don't think so.
There you go. Really?
Joe, I don't know. You might have a chance.
You might have a chance. That's true.
Joe's going to be tired from all these competitions against Jack.
Joe, a funny TV moment. What do you got?
Okay, long story short, All in the Family, when Archie got locked in the basement and he couldn't get out. So there's a bottle of wine there, so he's drinking it. And if he was drinking it, he was seeing things off and on. And before he knew it, there's someone outside calling him, and he was seeing God. And what it was, the gentleman next door, everyone being a black person, opened the door from upstairs. He came down. He looked at, oh, no. It's God. He's black.
All right. All in the Family. Yeah, you know, I love the scene when George Jefferson kissed Archie on the cheek and All in the Family.
So, by the way, I have an update on the video.
Yes.
I texted with Tucker. Tucker had a root canal yesterday, and apparently we had an accident. Somebody who worked here had an accident. He had to cover and that. So Tucker said to me, it will be done today, I promise.
Okay. All good. So no blockage from Jack is the point. Okay. Well, we hope Tucker's okay.
What was more painful, Tucker's root canal or Jack's performance?
Oh. Definitely the performance.
Yeah, that's something.
Not even close.
Yeah. All right.
Jack's performance.
So let's get to Jolly. Oh, this is going to be good. So Paul Jolovitz, again, it was just a couple days ago after the guff, came in at Fritz on Twitter. And I shouldn't even say he came in on him. Like, bottom line is he's talking his truth as he sees it. I'm staying above the fray. I'm not, there's no cockiness.
I wrote a hammer.
Listen, I'm just head down trying to do my best, squirrel trying to find a nut. Guy that played baseball up until sixth grade trying to beat a guy that played baseball in college. But Jolly came in and it gave me a smile when I saw him tweet, Jack Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Paul Jolovitz to WIP's Morning Show. Good morning, Jolly!
Hey, Joe. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jolly, I've Great. Always loved you, and you know that, but I now love you more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So what...
What's who you are. I mean, Joe, anybody can do anything. Donald tell you, a lot of guys have great talent, but turn the calendar to Sunday and the clock to 1 o'clock, and it goes away. Practice whatever.
Yeah.
You got to do it under pressure, period, in life, not just sports, in life. I always say when the iceberg sails in front of you, that's when you prove who you are.
Jolly, so I know you've always been wired this way. I've heard you know, through the decades, and I know this is the way you think. What is it about Jack specifically that led you to put that out there publicly? Because it's a little bold, you know, it's coworker talking about coworker. Did you find his approach before the contest, with all his chesty comments, like, did you find that he was going too far, too fast, and you wanted to kind of, you know, check him, so to speak?
Well, I guess you can call that. So I'm not really rooting for anybody in this. I love you. I love Jack.
Yeah.
I hope it's a lot of fun for the station. But people who think, well, I'm going to do this on the big stage, whether people are watching or people just hear about it or whatever, it's not easy. We talk about every night how people choke. And then when you become one of those people, and Jack said the other day, I think I never hit a bad shot. Then I had 155-yard, whatever, 8-iron, and I tanked it. Well, that's what happens when pressure comes in, and you got to do it then. You live the result of what you sow, and Jack lived it, unfortunately, for him.
How clueless do you think Jack is to think that he had never hit a bad shot previously? Doesn't that seem like he was ill-prepared for, I don't know, any level of adversity in competition?
It seems to me, Don, if he'd never hit a bad shot,
yeah, right.
He wouldn't be on WIP, he'd be on the PGA Tour.
You're not wrong.
Brilliant.
True.
That's job of the week right there.
That's great. I mean, Jolly, it was Mike Tyson. He said it. Everyone's got a plan so they get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I mean,
But you didn't even have to swing, Joe.
Like, but I did play well early. No, I really did play well in the first four holes. I was putting a lot of pressure on him. And I think that, Jolly, I think that really, I could tell from Spike and Ike, they were like, uh-oh. And I could tell from Fritz, he was like, uh-oh, times 10.
He's also talked about the trash talk and you doing this and you doing that, the gamesmanship, whatever you want to call it. And I'm sure he feels the same way, or he feels the same way about him, but you got to handle that.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You go to the arena, into the theater, you got to handle the crowd, the opponent, the officials, anything that's thrown at you. And if you choke, you choke.
So let me ask you this question, Jolly. Let's broaden this out to sports. Other than Jack Fritz, who, because you may know more about sports than anybody here at WIP, and I mean that. Who, in your opinion, was the greatest waste of talent in the history of sports?
James Harden, probably.
More than Ben Simmons?
I mean, James Harden is a Hall of Famer.
I know, okay. So high on that list.
All right, so go ahead, Jolly. Harden, why?
I'm not sure Ben Simmons had the talent. We just always thought Ben Simmons had the talent. Because anybody who performs in the regular season or whenever, and then you turn the lights on and they choke literally every time, it's a sad waste. It's a sad commentary. I mean, Philip Rivers is like that to me. Alexander Zverev, who lost at Wimbledon yesterday. Tommy Fleetwood, who never wins in golf. These guys who can do it Monday to Saturday and then can't on Sunday, whatever their Sunday is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bad person means you can't handle pressure, and that's part of life. That's why the people, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods, the Jalen Hurts, the people that can't handle pressure are where they are.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and also...
Hammer!
So, Jolly, what do you think this means for the competition moving forward? Do you think this is like... Do you expect Jack Fritz to crumble again? Here's my question, Jolly. Can people not handle pressure well and then learn to handle pressure well, in your opinion?
Yeah.
I think they can, but I'm not sure in the middle of competition. Jack has placed an 8,000-pound safe on his back, and now he's going to have to do the rest of the stuff with that, and I'm not sure he can.
Yeah. Jolly, if you were a betting man, four competitions to go, I'm up 1-0 in a best of five, would you say that you'd be more inclined to bet on me or him at this point?
Even money?
Sure.
You're up 1-0? I bet on you, absolutely.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, Jolly, I just love it, man.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet.
Yeah, no, not most people aren't. I mean, yesterday, 59% of people still said they think Jack will win, which he might.
Have you, Jolly, seen this degree of weak-mindedness in competition?
Well, Ben Simmons has to be, right? I mean,
that's the key, John. I mean, I'm sure John was this way. A strong mind is just as important as a strong body. The mental side of sports is so underappreciated, and it's so key, especially when it's called upon like this. And we're going to test Jack's mind right now. Joe's got an advantage. Joe, if I'm you, I'm trash-talking. I'm doing everything I can to put that mind back in reverse, because I think you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right now, give him more to chew on. Joe's daring him to hit him this morning. Which, no. Really, it is a good idea. Look, like, plant that seed. Plant every seed. This guy can't handle any of it.
I dare him. Here's, I guess, my main three things today. One, I dare him to hit him. Two, to hit me. Two, clearly Spike is trying to big brother and look out for him. Like, it's almost pathetic at this point. And because, you know, trying to change
rules.
He
really needs it, though. No, so desperately.
He may need it. But three, let's not forget this fact. Whether he was a great college baseball player or not, and he wasn't, clearly, he was a college baseball player. Like, yeah. I didn't play any sport in any school I attended. And I attended 77 different schools. I didn't play on any of their teams. So he clearly should win baseball. We'll find out Wednesday when that ball is in his
hands.
Like,
pride.
James, the ball's going to be in his hands. The whole thing starts with the ball in his hands.
Loneliest place in the world, the mound at Plymouth White Marsh at noon on Wednesday.
And we'll because he should win, but we'll find out if he rises to the challenge. I mean, ball's in his court.
So you've gone from Goliath to David, David to Goliath. And sometimes that's a lot of pressure, too. When you're sneaking under the radar and then you're expected to be the guy with him being the shrinking violet, that puts pressure on you, too. We'll see it both ways. It should be fun.
It will be
fun. Good point, Jolly.
Jolly, final thing. We got a poll today. We're trying to determine the Phillies' best player this century. Not like the greatest Phil, but the Phillies' best player this century. We did discount Rui Halladay on the basis of only 2 years of excellence. It's very T.O.-esque, very short run of excellence. So the four main guys from 08, Wheeler and Harper, Phillies' best player this century is who?
Utley.
Why?
He's just the best player. He's the best combination. He's got, like you just said, the mind. He's done it in big moments. A lot of great players. They're all great. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick Utley.
See, Jolly gets it.
Jolly, you're a legend. Stay well, bud. Thanks for coming on the program, man. We really appreciate it. We'll keep you up to date. Obviously, you'll be seeing it on Twitter. And keep those tweets coming. That was very entertaining, Jolly.
Love you guys. Have good luck and have a great day. Have a great fourth, guys.
Thanks, Jolly.
Thanks,
you too.
Jolly.
Love you too,
great
man.
Fourth.
Jolly's a great guy, man. What a guy. 215-592-9494. More times yours. Phone calls on all of it. Plus, we'll re-rack the concept of trading Nolan Smith, if you would. We don't know if the Eagles would. For TJ Watt. What a Pittsburgh talk show host said yesterday about that possibility. That and more. Phone calls on all these topics. Time's yours as well up ahead on 94 WIP. Oh, man. All right, let's play two today. Phil's in the 1 o'clock hour. And then the Phil's at 6:15. The night game from last night is the tickets for tonight's game. So you get to see those fireworks tonight if you were supposed to see them last night. Speaking of baseball, Fritz has indicated something that may be a form of strategy for him, intimidation, or just flat out hitting me. Listen to Fritz. This was, I don't know if this was yesterday or 2 days ago, but Fritz has said a lot on the station. Our baseball is Wednesday of next week. You can be there, Plymouth White Marsh High School, high noon Wednesday. Fritz may hit me. I dare him to hit me. Here's something he said.
Now, I might have to go up and in first pitch. This now has to be on the table. When he made me putt from freaking 6 inches away.
Can I tell
fastball
you?
Fastball up and in.
I dare him. Go for it. Like, Jack, go for it. All good, man. All good. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. I might need him to go up and in.
Like, you guys just box? That'd be cool.
Neil, what's up, buddy?
Yay, Hammer. You know, you did it, you know, with golf. So, and you, like that song, in your head, you're definitely in Jack's head. So no doubt about it.
In your head.
Are we talking about Zombie?
Yeah.
In your Cranberries. Head. That's like your theme song here.
That's right.
Neil, maybe you start dragging that out for Jack's purposes.
Pretty good,
that could
Neil.
Really
well
mess
done,
with
buddy.
Them.
Yeah, Neil, you going to get out there Wednesday of next week?
No, but I'll be listening, and I'm rooting for you. You know, like you know, Josie, yeah. Get him.
Well, because Neil, here's another aspect to this. Like the information is going to get relayed right to WIP. Now, McGurk's is I think about 10 minutes away, so I'm sure someone's going to be texting.
Oh, there'll
in
be
real
no
time.
Wait. There's no wait this time. This will be like live updates on Joe and Hugh, if I had to guess.
Plus, this will probably be live
YouTube.
Stream. This
you know,
will probably be live stream.
It will definitely be live stream. I don't know that for sure, but I would assume it will be.
Yeah. That I think, could affect him negatively.
Well, more people watching.
Are you going full Phillies uni for this?
I don't think so. I've been thinking about that. Probably not.
You're taking this seriously.
Well, I take it serious when I do that. I feel like I'll probably go in shorts and a t-shirt.
Really?
Yes, ready to sprint to first base.
Bikes?
Helmet?
Well, I think there's some kind of rule in that field. I got to look into it. Yeah, well, you got to wear a helmet. Yeah. I mean, dude, if a guy's
talking about
throw,
going up and in.
Guy's
going
to throw 80 miles an hour. Yeah, I'm going to wear a helmet.
Elbow guard?
I don't know.
Bond style?
Bond style.
Yeah, I like it. That'll be intimidating.
Just crowd the plate.
Oh, yeah, that'll be intimidating. You all padded up.
Come on.
That'll be so funny. Intimidating.
Hey, you want to come inside, buddy? I'll have my. Remember Garth Snow when he stopped that puck in the Flyers game with the thing on his shoulder? Remember that Flyers playoff game where he had that block on his shoulder and the puck hit the block? Maybe I'll have one of them on. All right, Neil, I'm sorry, man. What do you got?
Well, John, you and Alicia, you know, definitely get tickets through Ava because with Sanchez pitching and fireworks, I think that's a good game to go to. You was you know, saying last week you wanted to go to a fireworks game.
Yeah,
so
of course.
So the 6:15 game, you know, maybe go with Alicia, you know, let's
sure.
Enjoy.
Oh, oh, date
man,
night.
That sounds
the
so wonderful.
The Phillies do a great job with fireworks. They
yes,
really
they do.
They got the yeah.
Yes,
they
do.
They pull out the
have.
Best.
Yeah,
they always have. We used to go.
It's like a nonstop grand finale.
Yeah.
They really pull out all the shit.
It was
the
amazing.
Stops.
Where I grew up in Aston, we used to go across the street over to Newman College, now Newman University, and it was up high on a hill, and we could see the fireworks from the Vet.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was we go up there, quite the crowd.
That's awesome.
It was incredible.
That's great.
The firework displays they'd always have.
Love it. Hey, Neil, give me an answer. Funniest TV moment ever.
Well, with Seinfeld, you know, George, when Elaine's friend sees him naked, and it's the pool. It's shrinkage. It's
shrinkage.
The pool. It's shrinkage.
It's a great one.
Neil, you got it, man. Appreciate that phone call. All right, let's get to Andrew Filippone and the concept of trading for T.J. Watt. Maybe. I mean, the Eagles could look. T.J. Watt, I got to think there's a pretty good chance he gets traded. So
I got to think there's not as good a chance as you might think because he's that good. The Steelers, they just brought Aaron Rodgers in.
I know.
They're gearing up to go win a Super Bowl now.
They're going to give him the money once?
I think they have to. But I think he knows that. I think they know it. I think this is all just tactics to try to spin it, to try to get them to sign up for him.
Maybe.
But if we can get him out of this, if we can get him out of Pittsburgh, absolutely, he upgrades our defense.
Well, he would. That's true. It doesn't mean I would do the trade, though, because of, you know, the reality that Nolan Smith's a lot younger and cheaper. But let's listen to Andrew Filippone. He's a Pittsburgh talk show host on the Odyssey station out there, something he said yesterday to Joe and Hugh.
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back, but maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want T.J. Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late-round pick, I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
All right, let's all go on the record ourselves. Forget the late-round pick. I mean, who even cares? Fifth round or sixth round or whatever. Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt. Rhea, yes or no?
100% no.
James?
Yes.
I'm a no. Ben?
Yes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Two.
Mm-hmm. 108 sacks.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, over 8 years.
And John, you go, yes.
108 sacks, absolutely. This guy, think about what is an offense supposed to do against our Eagles defense when you got TJ Watt on the edge,
yeah,
and you got Jalen Carter right next to him.
It would be amazing.
You need four or five guys just for those two.
Look, I can't tell you I'm not thinking about it. But I, Nolan Smith's younger and he's cheaper.
I know.
You know, it's and you might
go win Super Bowls right now.
How long do you think these windows last, Joe?
Well, I mean, it's going to last a long time if I sign.
What they lost defensively last year.
Yeah,
but bring them in.
But this is the money I need to sign Jalen Carter. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's. Believe me, I hear you, guys. I'm not a dummy. I get it.
He finds ways, especially with money.
Yeah, but sometimes it's
walking
away.
He wasn't given the money this year, Ben.
It's Howie.
Yeah,
he was told to cut money.
Part of how he finds ways is also walking away from
stuff. You have to pay Nolan Smith next year. 1 year away from paying Nolan Smith.
No,
it might not be as much as TJ Watt, but you're going to have to pay him.
James, 1 year away from choosing to pay him if you do. They got him under contract for 3 years.
Sure, but usually they pay those guys, the guys they want to keep after year three.
Yes, usually they do.
Yes.
And usually they get him cheaper on the long haul by doing it then.
It would be very un-Eagle-like to do the TJ Watt thing, but strange things need to occur if you're really going all in for the here and now.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating conversation.
And we've seen Howie go all in for the here and now with some vets in the past.
All right, when? Let's talk about that. When is Howie going all in? So the dream team, they went all in.
We traded for Jay Ajayi halfway through the
season. Yeah, but that's not all in. That's a complimentary
move. That was a strange departure. We had not been focused on running backs at any point.
2018, he was all in. 2022, they went all in.
Well, define that. What do you mean?
Well, 2018, obviously, they went all in.
By what? By bringing in the guy from Seattle?
Bringing in veterans. Yeah, they traded for Golden Tate at the deadline. I mean, they did all that stuff. And they talked about going for it. It didn't work, but they brought back older guys. They were like, we're going for it. They want to win again. And then in 2022, they added Sue, they added Joseph, they made moves, they traded for what's his name.
But those guys were free, like they were free agents available. I don't define that. I define all in as like Paul George,
a big trade.
Like I'll give you
the
everything.
NFL, the roster's so great. Like going all in is the roster was amazing.
Look, to me, all in my opinion, the two times in Eagles history, I would truly say they went all in. 04 Eagles. T.O. and Javon Curse, which, by the way, did have, you know, there was cap effects thereafter. I mean, Javon and T.O. come in. That was a thing. And Dream Team. I mean, they'd be my two times I'd say that's truly all in. That's other stuff. I don't know about that. I think they're nibbling on that. Anyway.
2018, I think they said it. He said he made mistakes.
But they traded a fourth-round pick for Golden Tate. That's not all in.
But they kept older guys. They kept the roster older. Like, they tried to win again. Like, instead of what was best for the future of the roster. That's all in. Like, I don't know what else you're looking for.
All right. Let's get to Kyle right now, calling from Phoenixville. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. I have a suggestion for the baseball challenge
sure.
and breaks.
Yep.
Earlier in the show, you said play the game. And that's what I suggest, is he gets three outs, take a break. Go to the bottom of the inning, give him the average length of an inning to rest, and then go back at it.
That's an interesting idea, that he gets to leave the mound after three outs have occurred. That's to be considered, instead of just cutting it at half at five or doing the full mm-hmm. 10. Yeah, that's okay. That's interesting. I mean, what Spike said yesterday about three, you know, plate appearances, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's,
yeah,
because you know, that's not baseball if I get three straight hits. I mean, come on.
You got to earn it.
Yeah. No. Okay. That's a pretty good suggestion right there.
That's all I had.
All right.
Oh, actually, I have a challenge. I have a you dared him to hit you. I dare you to attempt a bunt.
I've thought about it. It's possible. Yeah.
Can you bunt?
I don't
have
know
you ever practiced bunting.
Well, when I was a kid, you got to make
sure
you
have to. It's not as easy as you.
No, I know yeah. it's not easy. You got to make sure you don't break your freaking finger.
And when you got to hit it square and you have to run.
Ben,
yeah.
you ever do that all your years bunting? Because you famously, but you had one of
Ben had the most famous bunt of all time.
You had one of the most famous bunts in baseball history when you broke up Curt Schilling's no hitter with a bunt.
Wasn't that perfect game?
Perfect game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was even worse than a no hitter. Perfect.
But Ben, did you ever? Because it does happen. Did you ever get your fingers hit by wrapping it a little too far around the bat on a bunt?
No.
Because you've seen guys do that, right?
I've seen guys do it. Like yeah. Guys that don't know how to
don't
do
know
it.
How to bunt. Right. Yeah, if you know how to bunt.
Yeah, I mean, it's
fingers
yeah.
shouldn't be there.
No, you put.
But they're not that far away. You got to be very careful with those fingers.
Right.
You know.
And also, guys get it too far down on the bat.
On the barrel, exactly. Yeah, you got to be lower down
exactly.
and use the barrel to direct.
And Ben, the key with bunting is kind of just to catch the ball.
You
want right? to
catch it off the end of the bat,
not hit the ball.
No,
catch the ball.
You
want
to see if you can catch it off the end of the bat. Yeah,
yeah.
But then you have to run to first. Like that's
well, then you got
to
run.
That's the big drawback for Joe.
That is a drawback for me.
You know, like he has to get to first before these young whippersnappers whip the ball to first base.
So
that's
errors
a real problem.
Included, like if they
it's just reaching base. I just got to reach base four times. That's why he's bringing fielders.
Oh, yeah, so the error thing we haven't.
Yeah, what, yeah, no, that's the
make
whole
an error.
It, the whole thing is the whole time. We've never.
So
said,
I didn't know. I didn't know if we
James,
had figured out
we've
errors.
Never said on base percentage. We've said when the play's over, I got to be on base. I got to get on base. So,
oh man, this is setting up for some real.
It's what? No, I know that's what Spike's trying to angle at. It's I got to get on base. That's
so.
We said it.
An error is okay.
At the end of the day, I have to be on the base. So four times.
So even if it's like 100% of people would look at that play and say that was a clear error, it's not an error.
He's bringing these legit fielders.
They're kids. They're high school kids.
I got to get on
fielders.
I
got to
get on base.
That, right?
Kyle, give me an answer for a funny TV moment.
The pivot scene from Friends.
The pivot scene?
They're trying to get the sofa up the stairs.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What is the best Friends moment? It's not the funniest, but the best Friends moment is when Rachel realizes that Ross has been in love with her for 15 years. The high school prom scene. It's the best. When she goes across the room to kiss him, oh.
And Phoebe says, he's his
lobster.
She's his lobster.
Yeah. It just warms my heart.
Yeah.
I might have even had a tear come out from time to time on that one.
Friends? Brother.
That's a big one for me.
Oh, boy.
That's
Friends is pretty upright.
Yeah, but when she realizes.
Maybe I need to try it again.
You don't.
And
I don't think you do.
It's
I tried it again, and I was like, not that great.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi chorus is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Yo, Blake Gaskin is a weasel. I'm telling you what they're going to do. They're going to bring the infield in. They're going to bring the outfield in to, like, right at the back of the infield. Because they probably figure you're not going to be hitting, like, balls into the outfield. Time's Yours, Joe. Good luck. Hope he hits you four times.
They can do whatever they want there. I mean, I got to...
Well, have you talked about shift rules? I mean, there are shift rules in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I guess we have not discussed shift rules.
You should bring that up.
That's
I mean, that is a rule, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, you better be careful. I think Fritzy is sandbagging you. He's luring you right in. Better be careful.
Well, you got to remember, man, this is going to be tough for me. I mean, the guy played college freaking baseball. I didn't at all. So He's obviously a huge favorite, as he should be, and, you know, I'm just going to try to do the best I can.
Joe DeCamera reading Jolly's tweet and saying, talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are. And rating that an A++++, and then leaving Jalen Hurts off his top 11 list is laughable.
It's such a great point. The caller has a point.
Yeah.
You champion Jolly's tweet, which is literally... could be about Jalen Hurts in the reverse. He could have said Jalen Hurts and said it the other way around and been like, Jalen Hurts is great because of what he does under pressure. And you left him off your top 11. It's a great point. The hypocrisy is thick.
He was unbelievable in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. No question.
Spike Eskin spent the whole afternoon show going after the morning show, talking a real big game, talking real tough, only to reveal at the end that he's going to watch a punk pop concert tonight, brand new, and we know he's going to be dressed like an eighth grader hanging out at the Neshaminy Mall. What a stone loser.
Loser! I will say this. I don't authorize that Tom's Yours call having made the air, nor James's playing of loser right there. I don't take those kind of shots.
Okay.
I don't. And with that, Tom's Yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John
style.
A message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Who's my man?
Call 215-233-2500.
I didn't beat the hammer. I'm above the fray in all this show stuff and me and Fritz
Spike
stuff.
Supposedly is on a 5-day fast. I think that's why he's so testy.
Well, yeah, but he's testy by nature.
He's always testy.
That makes it even worse.
Well, I would think so.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to go back in this show and count how many times you said that Jack he played college baseball.
He did.
I know. It was all, he just kept going, I should be the underdog. He's the favorite. He's clearly going to win.
Ben, it's a tough spot for me.
Oh,
man.
Stop. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, no, none of us buy it.
No, nobody's buying this.
You don't have to buy anything. I mean, I'm just telling you. I mean, obviously, I'm a significant underdog in baseball.
Come
okay.
on.
Oh my God, stop.
This guy's a fraud. Baseball imposter.
I'm just glad
as far as I can tell.
I'm just glad you took the high road. I really am.
Me too. I really appreciate
and he
it. You know,
at us every step of the way from the high road and reminded us where he was.
And by the way, guys, I don't know if you might not know this. He wasn't just like some walk on guy, he's a scholarship athlete.
Yeah, he was recruited to play.
Look, I'm just a squirrel.
We don't know that.
A squirrel?
Any
no,
longer.
We do. No, we
he
do.
He was recruited.
He gave up his scholarship.
True. That's true.
We do.
Oh. No, that's true, John.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, wow. He was recruited just to play college baseball.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
just
he
a
quit.
Guy trying to
correct,
you know, find my way
John,
in the world.
He quit.
He's
right.
A quitter.
Well, good.
Jack is really disappointed, John, in this. This is John. John is like completely turned.
I'm frustrated with Jack's Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Today we solve it. The best Phillies player this century. Armin Chevrolet. They wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. Poll question. We solve it now. Based on our voting earlier today, in which we had four members of the 08 Phillies and two members of this group from the last few years. The two guys that advanced to the finals were Chase Utley and Zach Wheeler. Which of these is the best Phillies player this century? John, Chase Utley, or Zach Wheeler? How did people vote?
I think people vote for Chase.
Ben, we solve it today. Who'd they vote for?
Chase Utley, 74%.
We solved nothing today. 50-50.
No way.
After 4 hours, we solved nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
50-50.
I think this is the first time we've ever had a 50-50.
No, we've had
it happens it happens a couple times a year we get a 50. Like two times a year, I would say.
It might be the first time Chase didn't win.
That was what I was thinking of, too.
But Zach's on a heater, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 50-50.
That is really, really magnificent.
So we'll have to do it another time. All right, funniest TV moment. We got to come up with a winning answer of those that were said. So we got Unlike Aguilar in a TV interview about catching babies out of a fire burning. Seinfeld. What was his first one? George?
The marine biologist one.
Oh, that's right. We need more cowbell, a classic. Matt Foley, a triple classic, Saturday Night Live. No Soup for You, Reverend Jim in Taxi, The Office, The Plasma TV, Newlywed Game, Craziest Spot You've Made Whoopi.
Oh, man.
That could win. Seinfeld Shrinkage, Pivot and Friends. What are we doing?
I think newlywed.
I might
game
be the newlywed game, man.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat.
I'm with
I think
it.
It's that. Yeah,
I'm down with that.
Yeah,
craziest spot you've ever made that whoopee there. All right, congratulations to Jim.
You made that whoopee there. Congratulations. Say it like that.
Congratulations to Jim.
Who says that anymore? Anyone?
No. But anyway.
No.
Hey, everyone, have a fantastic rest of the day. Remember, Phil's play two today. Both games here on WIP. Joe and Hugh. And Matt Harper at the half tomorrow. A big show devoted to Bryce Harper. Also, we'll react to both Phil's game from today tomorrow. And the games are coming up in the next couple hours. Joe and Hugh, they are up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.